Our scripture reading for today is taken from the book known as 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, beginning with verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. I would guess that my mom was probably a lot like your mom, a gentle, quiet, unassuming lady, very meek, wouldn't hurt a flea, most people would think. She taught piano lessons. She was the secretary of the Women's Society for about 10 years at our church. But there were people in our neighborhood that didn't know something, I would guess, that was kind of secret about my mom. My mom actually had a very, what some might consider, dark side to her. My mom really loved to read stories about war and military. And in the evening, before I went to bed, she would often come in and read to me and sit on the edge of my bed. And she would come into my room dressed in camouflage with her face painted black and green. And she would wear a flak jacket of armor and a helmet. And on her belt and strapped to her side were grenades. And she would sit on my bed, and she would talk to me about being a soldier. And hidden away in the shelves around our house, and even in our music cabinet, and by her nightstand were war plans. And hidden in the piano bench, she stashed some amazing weapons. And she would sit on my bed and at the dinner table, and she would talk to me about how dangerous the enemy was and how extremely deceptive and frightful that enemy could be. She knew a lot about him. She had studied him. Sometimes he had overcome her a little bit. She knew his tactics of war, the strategies that he liked to use. And she would sit and give me guidance about how to be careful dealing with that enemy. My mom had a killer arsenal. In our house, we had a lot of knives and daggers and jagged-ended swords for ripping someone apart. But there was one special weapon that was really something. It was a big, beautiful, shiny sword. And when I was about 3, I remember her placing that on my lap and having me pick it up and learn how to handle it and teaching me how to hold it and how to swing it. My mom belonged to a special hidden military task force that nobody could see in our neighborhood. And they had special battle songs that they liked to sing. And she'd teach them to me when I was a little boy. We just sang one of them. And one day each week, my mom and a lot of the other soldiers would get together in this huge room, and they would sit and they would be very attentive, and they would listen to one of the top soldiers who had studied warfare, and he would also take out different weapons and show them and explain to them how they should use these weapons against the enemy. And they would bring their little children along with them, and they would dress them up in little soldier outfits and put flak jackets on them and put little daggers in their pockets, and they would teach them how to use them. And through the years, I discovered that my mom had paid out lots of money and dedicated a lot of time in her life to have me go and sit and be trained by higher-ranking officers in this military and to sit at their feet and to learn the ways of battle. And we would learn about all the great soldiers that had gone before us, who had been in this military, the same military. But especially we would learn about this one great champion warrior that no one could beat. He was the ultimate champion. Nobody yet had come up with a weapon that could kill him. And he was now the top general in our military and on our side. And did that ever make me happy? There was nothing more important in my mom's life than waging war and working in this military. And she learned how to raid the enemy's strongholds. She was on special task force that would go into the enemy's firm fortifications. And through something as simple as repenting of sin and hearing God's forgiveness in Christ, she could tear down any fort that was built. And she was given special rations to eat. She would take them a few times each month. They came from the ultimate champion, and they made her invincible. And one day, fellow secret soldiers gathered around my mom, and they sang military battle songs, and they talked about what a great warrior she was. And they lowered her down into a trench, and the ultimate warrior took her on the other side of that trench. And he brought her out to streets of this amazing city. And there was a special victory parade. And they took her into the Supreme Military Hall to celebrate with all of the other warriors. And someday I hope to make that same trip and to sing those battle victorious songs with her once again. Amen. Please turn to page 168, and we'll use one of those prayers that warrior taught me when I was little. At the beginning of the week, I cry to you, O Holy Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you would fill my heart and mind with your Holy Spirit, that I may think, speak, and do only that which pleases you. Unite my thoughts and desires with yourself in the love of Jesus Christ. Cleanse my conscience with his blood, that I may grow in you this entire week, yes, all the days of my life. Strengthen me with your might, make me sincere in my love to you, and willing to serve you and my neighbor. Teach me to resist the temptation of my own corrupt heart and the enticements of evil men. Make the vanity of this world bitter to me, that you may become the more sweet. Teach me also to bear the burden of this week. Lead me as a loving father, and help me to follow you as your child and obey you. Bless all my labor and guide me with your wisdom, that I may be cheerful and confident and also faithful in all my work. Be the beginning and the end of all my labor, to your glory and my salvation. Amen.